cracking a deal with some in-house issues here. Hey, pastor, you know it's hard for me when you quote Puritans. Oh, the precious Puritans. Have you not noticed our facial expressions? One of bewilderment and heartbreak. Like, not you too, pastor. You know they were chaplains on slave ships, right? Would you quote Columbus to Cherokees? Would you quote Cortez to Aztecs, even if their theology was good? It just sings of blind privilege, wouldn't you agree? Your precious Puritans. They looked my onyx and bronze skin forefathers in their face. Their polytheistic, God-hating face. Their shackled, diseased, imprisoned face. And taught a gospel that said that God had multiple images in mind when he created us in it. Therefore, destined salvation contains a contentment in the stage for which they were given, which is to be owned by your forefathers' superior image-bearing face, says your precious Puritans. And my anger towards this teaching screams of an immature doctrine and a misunderstanding of the gospel. I should be content in this stage, right? Isn't that what Paul taught? According to your precious Puritans. Oh, you get it, but you don't get it. Oh, that we can go back to an America that once were founded on Christian values. They don't build preachers like they used to. Oh, the richness of their revelation. It must be nice to not have to consider race. It must be nice to have time to contemplate the stars. Pastor, your colorless rhetoric is a cop-out. You see my skin, and I see yours. And they are beautiful, fearfully and wonderfully, divinely designed uniqueness. Shouldn't we celebrate that rather than act like it ain't there? I get it. Your Puritans got it. But how come the things the Holy Spirit showed them in the valley of vision didn't compel them to knock on their neighbor's door and say, you can't own people? Your precious Puritans were not perfect. You romanticized them as if they were inerrant, as if the skeletons in their closet was pardoned due to their hard work and tobacco growth, as if abolitionists were not racist and just pro-union, as if God only spoke to white boys with epic beards. You know, Jesus didn't really look like them paintings. I was just Michelangelo's boyfriend. Your precious Puritans. Oh, they got it, but they don't get it. It's not one generation of believers that has figured out the marriage between proper doctrine and action. Don't pedestal these people. Your precious Puritans, partners, purchased people. Why would you quote them? Step away. Think of the congregation that quotes you. Are you inerrant? Trust me, I know the feeling. Same feeling I get when people quote me, like if they only knew. See, I get it, but I don't get it. Ask my wife. And it bothers me when you quote Puritans, if I'm honest. For the same reason it bothers me when people quote me, they precious propaganda. So I guess it's true that God really does use crooked sticks to make straight lines, just like your precious Puritans.